In association with For Whom the Cowbell Tolls.com, Mississippi State's SB Nation site, this is For Whom the Podcast Tolls. And now, Daniel Black and Ethan Lee.
Folks, and welcome to another episode of For Whom the Podcast Tolls here on October 22nd, 2015. This is the official podcast of For Whom the Cowbell Tolls.com, Mississippi State's SB Nation site. I'm Daniel Black, writer for Whom the Cowbell Tolls, and joining me is fellow writer for Whom the Cowbell Tolls, Ethan Lee. Hello, Ethan.
How's it going?
I'm wonderful for the 17th time. I'm splendid.
Yeah.
So today on the show, it's going to be a short show. We're going pretty fast today. Fast-paced, kind of like Auburn. We're going to preview
or Mississippi State against Louisiana Tech.
Yeah, but that's Louisiana Tech.
Well, tempo is always good.
Hashtag tempo, hashtag juice, hashtag strain. Anyways.
Hashtag Roy Oswalt for MSU.
Yes, Roy Oswalt. Did you say Oswalt?
It's Oswalt. It is Oswalt.
Is it?
100%. Yes. I am dead serious. It's Oswalt.
I've always said Oswalt all my life.
I will look it up.
Well, you need to send me a video.
This one is Oswalt.
Send me a video of its being Oswalt. And, okay. Or if I'm right, it'll just go down with the Jordan Hare and the Neyland Stadium or whatever. But anyways, Mississippi State's playing Kentucky this weekend. We'll talk about that. There's a bunch of boring SEC games this weekend. We'll talk about those. And we got some questions. So, Ethan, let's go ahead and dive into Kentucky. I'm speaking really fast. Kind of like an auctioneer, aren't I?
What?
Oh, forget it.
I was looking up how to pronounce names.com.
What? Pronouncenames.com?
Yeah, they have YouTube. They call it Oswalt, but it's pronounced Oswalt.
Ha. Huh. Well, if you looked up pronounce names and pronounce
they
names,
had
they had
they were wrong though.
No, they're right. I'm right. You have mispronunciated three names now. Or is
no,
it pronounced? Mispronounced. I said pronunciated. My bad.
What? Okay. It's Roy Oswalt. I can promise you that.
Whatever. Let's talk about Kentucky, Ethan. Kentucky, they're blue. They're the Wildcats. Mark Stoops is their head coach. So they're all about the defense. Yeah, I don't have any fun facts for Kentucky. I'm just throwing out random stuff.
They're a basketball school. They lost to Auburn.
Their head coach is their head basketball coach is one of my most hated men, is one of Daniel Black's most hated men on the planet Earth. Leaving Memphis hanging out to dry just like that, gosh.
So yeah, no, just there's not much going on. There's been some, you know, interesting talk on Twitter from a few people. Dan Mullen actually considers this to be a rivalry. I consider this to be like a small-time rivalry. They're not a real rival. Like, our real rival is Ole Miss.
According to Wikipedia, it's a rivalry.
Yeah. I have always thought of this as like one of the smaller-time rivalries that's just been a fun back-and-forth type of game. Because it's always been close under Dan Mullen. He has won this game every year.
Yep.
So that's got to be getting under Kentucky's skin. So
we have won 7 of the last 8 meetings.
Yeah. This has to be considered a rivalry at some point, doesn't it? Just because it's not nationally relevant doesn't mean it's not a rivalry.
It is. I think it should be named the John Cohen Bowl.
And I would be honestly cool if, you know, we played Louisiana Tech every year, too. Just make that a rivalry. I don't... Whatever. Let's make every game a rivalry.
All right. So, Mississippi State's game against Northwestern. So, pretty much what you're saying is we're pulling a UCF-UConn, the civil conflict.
Yes, the civil conflict.
Yeah.
Yes. No, no, but back on topic. Kentucky, Dan Mullen considers it a rivalry. I consider it to be a rivalry. I've heard from a Twitter follower that he does not think it's a rivalry. What do you say, Daniel? Is this a rivalry in your mind?
You know, in my opinion, I've never had that much of a hatred of Kentucky, with the exception of their basketball team. I wish their basketball team nothing but the worst, and I hope they can just fall into a bowl of flames. That's my opinion. I hate Kentucky's basketball program as much as I hate Ole Miss's. I despise Kentucky's basketball program, but this is football, and I've never hated them or had any dislike of them.
So,
I've always sort of just considered them another SEC school.
So, would this be a case of, like, you know how LSU looks down on Ole Miss? We look down on Kentucky?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
as long as we keep winning, you know, that's what matters to me.
I would like to say something about Kentucky, this football team. I'm just looking at the stats. Their stats for Kentucky and their opponents, there are some of these things that are almost the exact same. Excuse me, almost the exact same. Let's take a look at points per game. Kentucky is averaging 26 points per game compared to their opponents, who are producing 23 points per game. 26 and 23. Let's take a look at passing yard or average yards per game. Kentucky is producing 387 yards per game. Their opponents are producing 374 yards per game. I guess that means something.
I mean, Kentucky is 4-2 and 2-2 in the SEC, but they're very lucky to be 4-2 right now. They've had 4. All four of their wins are one score games.
Is that necessarily luck? Because there isn't much that happened in their games that are luck.
I mean, they're very fortunate to be 4-2. Let's
really,
put it that way.
Kentucky's two losses.
Because they.
Oh, continue.
I was gonna say is their two wins here in SEC play are against South Carolina, who they let come back into that game and almost let win that game.
Yes.
And then you have Mizzou, mm-hmm. who they held to 13 points. But Mizzou can't put points up against a paper bag, so.
I would actually really love to see that game, Missouri versus a paper bag.
So it's just, you know, I think all of their games have been one-score affairs.
I'll
tell
you this.
They actually have.
Their two losses have come from their just playing stupid football. Like the Florida game, I think Patrick Toles threw three interceptions.
Yeah.
And the Auburn game, they ran a draw play with 45 seconds left with no timeouts in their own territory with down a field goal. I mean, who does that?
Yeah. Kentucky.
Sylvester Croom
so,
does that.
Yeah. This just isn't a good team. I have not been high on them all year.
Now,
I've been down on them.
Ethan... I think that Kentucky...
Eastern Kentucky took them to overtime.
The Colonels.
I mean,
I'll go
into... This is not a good team.
Kentucky, in my opinion, is the weirdest team in the SEC. I don't know what to think of them. I said before the season that Kentucky was going to go 6-6. I believe that Kentucky could possibly go something like 6-6 or 7-5. As of now, I think more of a shot at going 7-5. But of course, I do not have their schedule in front of me, so I could have that opinion being changed. I think that Kentucky is an overall solid team. I think they're a much improved team. I think that Mark Stoops is a really good head coach. But in my opinion, Kentucky is just Kentucky, and they're never going to be able to contend on a national level, especially this year or 2 or 3 years down the road. And really, it's like my picking Mississippi State versus Alabama, or before this past year, Mississippi State LSU. It's a habit for me to pick Alabama over Mississippi State or LSU over Mississippi State. For me, it's a habit to pick Mississippi State over Kentucky.
It's just one of those things where until they actually beat Dan Mullen, like, you know, I said it last year, until they about Mississippi State and LSU, until it actually happens, I won't believe that it can happen. And I think others have said similar things. So this is just a case of until Kentucky beats Dan Mullen, it's not going to happen.
And
I don't believe it can happen.
I'll say this. So. I'll say this in Kentucky's benefit. Every single game against Dan Mullen, they've kept it close. I think this past year's 14-point win was the largest margin of victory Mississippi State's had against Kentucky since 2007.
And that was one interesting win.
Yeah.
Because Kentucky... That held it close the entire time.
A touchdown win if it weren't for an onside kick recovered for a touchdown, or returned for a touchdown.
Yeah, Turtle Holmes.
Go.
So it's just...
Well, I was about to say the Power Rangers theme song. I don't know 90s shows.
No, you don't.
No.
So it's just... I don't know what I'm going to say here.
No, you don't.
What's your score prediction? What's your score prediction?
Mississippi State, 24. Kentucky, 17. I think that this is just going to be another... you hate me for this, but I think this is just going to be another close win for Mississippi State. I will never have much confidence in Mississippi State blowing out Kentucky, although I kind of had confidence in it last year, and you saw how that went. If we wear black uniforms, I will tweet a different prediction of Kentucky beating us by 65. And there has been no announcement of a black uniform so far. There could be one by the time you're listening, and I sure just hope they don't wear black uniforms. That announcement is made, I am predicting a touchdown Mississippi State victory.
I'm going to go ahead and say that whatever uniform they wear isn't going to matter.
I think it will, because I'm superstitious.
As part of that, well, you're dumb. You're part of that fan base, aren't you?
Why are you really mean to me? And by the way, Ethan, I am breaking news.
Yeah?
The Memphis Grizzlies are leading the Atlanta Hawks.
Well, that's cool. It's preseason.
Yes. And we're leading we're leading by 13 now, Ethan. We're not going to blow that 4-point deficit, as you said.
You should, though.
82-0.
You should.
NBA champions. Okay, continue with whatever you're about to say. I'm sorry to interrupt.
14-68. I don't even know where I was, but maybe I do know that as part of the hype video, or the whatever it was, that was tweeted out today or yesterday by the MSU football account. They had a hashtag called blah blah blah. I can't talk
all
today.
Black everything. You can never talk, Ethan.
Hey, I'll fight you.
Okay, you are 2.5 hours away from me. How are you going to do that?
I have a car.
Yes, you do, and you don't know my address.
I can Google.
Okay, Google my address. I will be impressed if you can find it.
So the point is, I hope we wear the uniforms just to spite you and the other superstitious fans.
You're not a fun person.
I just, regardless of what they wear, it's not going to matter, because Mississippi State's going to win by 3 touchdowns, at least.
Okay, so you have a 3-touchdown win, I have a touchdown win. And I hope you're right. So let's get into our SEC picks, shall we? Shall we, Ethan? Say we shall. This is the appropriate response.
Should have been.
Yeah. Okay, our first game is the game of ultimate disappointment. The Auburn Tigers battle the Arkansas Razorbacks at 11 a.m. on the SEC Network. Ethan, do you have any thoughts?
Okay. So, you know, I looked at Auburn's game this and I just can't talk. I'm looking at Auburn's game against Kentucky as really the turning point for their season. I think they actually can turn it around, and I think if they win on the road in Fayetteville against Burt and the Fighting Pigs,
Burt.
I think it would be safe to. Well, has Melzon lost to Bielema?
I don't think he has. I don't think so. But I will tell you this. Apparently, Brett Bielema has some absolute hatred for Auburn. Don't know.
Well, I mean, yeah. And I'll say this. Gus Melzon hasn't followed me on Twitter yet. So.
And he hasn't blocked me on Twitter yet.
Yeah. So I'm just going to go ahead and say Auburn wins this one by probably a couple of touchdowns.
Okay.
So. I just have no faith in the Pigs and Burt.
This is the one game out of all of these that I am genuinely not confident in. And I know it's not going to be the one that we're going to... I know it's not going to be the only one we're going to have differing picks in, but I'm going to pick Arkansas, and I don't know why.
That's fair. I mean, it's at home. They have the better quarterback for the first time in ever.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, we have different picks. You pick Auburn, I pick Arkansas, and our next game is...
No, don't do it. Don't, no, no. I'm going to hang up.
We need to go fast. Okay. What were you saying? Because I couldn't hear you over this beautiful theme.
I was saying that Alabama's probably going to win this one huge.
Yes, I agree.
Probably.
Next game is Missouri.
If this was in, what, how is it pronounced?
Jordan Hare. My head was still stuck in Auburn, Arkansas. It is pronounced Neyland Stadium.
So if this was in Neyland Stadium, it could probably be a one-score game, but Alabama's just too talented.
Well, then how do you pronounce Alabama Stadium, then?
It's Bryant-Denny.
Okay.
Good. Yeah, it's easy to pronounce.
Our next game. Oh, my God, our next game is going to be a scar against humanity. When the Missouri Tigers travel, they're not even playing at Missouri. They're playing in Nashville. They're going to play Vanderbilt. And I mentioned this on Tuesday, that this is going to be as close to another 3-2 game as we're ever going to get in an SEC football game. And when it happens, I will cry, I will laugh, and I will bleed.
What are your thoughts on this game?
I think Missouri wins by 2 points, and the final score will be 2-0.
I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, if Vandy actually came away with a victory here.
Me neither, to tell you the truth. Me neither. So
just for the sake of
being fun,
I'm going to pick Vandy.
Oh my. So you're picking Vandy.
Just in places of these programs, Vandy, I think, is actually in a better place than Mizzou.
Mm-hmm.
Just team-wise.
And by the way, I forgot to mention this, we are both tied at 55-15 for our records in our competition.
Shout out to Ole Miss and...
Shout out to you, Memphis Tigers, I agree. Shout out to you. Go Tigers, go. Go to hell, Ole Miss. Our next game is... Oh my, Ethan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well...
The Texas A&M Aggies travel to the Ole Miss Rebels in the only ranked versus ranked game of the country.
Do we want to save this one for last and then do the LSU Western Kentucky game?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Our next game is going to be a game of really weird football. I can assure you that.
Oh,
when the 6-1 Western Kentucky Hilltoppers travel to the 6-0 LSU Tigers.
I would not be surprised if this one's close going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, if you saw LSU struggle against teams like Eastern Michigan, Western Kentucky's actually a decent football team.
That being said, Leonard Fournette,
yeah,
the only thing that's going to stop him is either Alabama's defensive line or an injury.
Yeah.
So,
And I don't think the Alabama defensive line is enough to stop him from the Heisman.
No, but I think there are other candidates out there that might be able to. So, particularly El Tractor Cito.
Yeah.
I think he's got the best shot.
I personally think it's Trayvon Boykin or Dalvin Cook.
Oh, yeah.
And I really hope Dalvin
Cook. Anyway, I think we both have Fournette.
Yeah. We're both picking the Tigers, and now this game, Ethan. This game is for Ethan Lee, this is the hate bowl. I mean, this is just everything Ethan Lee hates in the world combined into one thing, into one little blob.
Yeah.
When Texas A&M travels to Ole Miss, and Ethan and I have discussed this game at length over the last week, and I want to, and you know how, Ethan, you said that you'll fight me?
Yeah.
I don't have a car, but I'll walk to Starkville to fight you about this. Because I know who you're going to pick, and I am not going to be happy
State
about
State
it.
Fans.
And I know who
State
you're
going
to root for, and I am not happy about it, but you go on your little
State
spiel.
Fans, just listen to me for a second.
Crap.
The best shot for MSU to get a better bowl is for A&M to lose this game. If MSU actually, like, I did the math earlier, and for MSU to actually have a shot at getting to Atlanta, because we still have one, is for Ole Miss to beat A&M. So this is more of a root for what's best for your team thing. I'm not saying necessarily root for Ole Miss, but I'm saying root for what's best for your personal team. Okay?
Ethan, may
this
you,
doesn't
may
have
ask you
to
a
be,
question?
This, no. This doesn't have to be so complicated, guys. Just
Lord.
Root for what's best for Mississippi State. In
Ethan,
this case.
May I ask you a question now?
No.
You're mean to me.
Go ahead.
How many Mississippi State fans are actually going to do that, in your opinion?
And probably just me.
Okay.
Because I'm the only one who has looked at all the standings, looked at the schedules, and figured out the path for Mississippi State to
now,
get to
Atlanta.
With
that being said, may I say my pick?
You're going to pick A&M.
Gig'em! Aggies! Whoop! Whatever they say! Towels! Thumbs up! Jackie Sherrill! Whatever! Aggies are going to win it. Woo! All right. 12th man.
See, I think the... Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if both of these teams actually took a tailspin for the rest of their season.
Probably.
Particularly if Ole Miss loses this, they're definitely nosedive straight into the water.
Yeah.
A&M can actually try to.
I'm sorry. I'm just telling you that I've already written down who you're gonna pick.
Oh. A&M can salvage their season here with a win, but I don't know. Coming off of such a demoralizing loss, the way they lost to Alabama on their home turf. I don't know how well the Farmers are going to fight on the road. So, yeah, I'm picking Ole Miss to win.
I wish it had a booing sound effect. I could probably find someone on YouTube, but that'll take too much time.
So we have three differing picks.
We do have three differing picks, and that means Ethan can take a three-point lead. I could take a three-point lead. Ethan could take a two-point lead. I could take a two-point lead. Ethan could take a one-point lead. I could take a one-point lead. So whatever happens, someone will have a lead, and there will not be a tie.
How are we going to take a two-point lead?
I'm really bad at math.
Yeah.
Next.
It's either a one or a three-point lead.
Leave. Questions from the large dog trademark at KT Vanderlip. I enjoy including
the
trademark.
I was going to say, for the rest of the listeners, like, we're still taking questions. We love questions. And thank you for Mr. Vanderlip for sending in your questions.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Vanderlip. I apologize for yelling at you, Ethan.
You should.
Do you want me to read the questions?
I mean, sure.
Number one. Last year, Josh Robinson went all Super Mario with 198 net rushing yards. I was so sad he didn't get to 200, by the way. Who do you hope slash expect to step up and have a big game this weekend? Ethan, anyone come to mind? Is Dak necessarily stepping up?
No, that's just normal expected performance from him. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see three guys have a big game. The three that I can think of would be Malik Deer.
Okay.
Just him continuing that Jamion Lewis type role.
Yeah.
Dorunya Wilson.
That's not necessarily stepping up.
But he hasn't had the spectacular season to date.
Okay. All right. I really don't have anybody that comes to mind. Or unless you're saying,
wait,
okay.
Wait,
got
hey.
More. More people.
I had one more. I said there were three.
I apologize. I am not good at math.
I would say probably someone on the defensive line, and I'm hoping it's Nick James.
Because Nick James because is going to save America.
He's my favorite. Yeah, he's my favorite player on this defense.
He's going to save America.
So.
I really don't have anybody to tell you the truth, because I am the person who reads the questions, and Ethan is the one who answers them. It seems like that's kind of the pattern now.
Yeah. Do you have do you have anyone in mind? Who would you like to see have a big game here?
Who would
Let's put it that way. Yeah.
Who would I like to see? I would like to see Ashton Shumpert have a big game, although I know it's not going to happen. Because that would just be a relief.
Yeah. You know it would be nice to see him have a big game?
Ole Miss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have him accumulate 300 total yards, like 5 touchdowns.
I will hug somebody. I will hug someone that is not in my family, just some stranger on the street, if that happens.
Why not rush the field and hug Ashton Shumpert?
Because I don't want to get tased by a security guard.
Perfectly fair.
Number two. Last year, State had 7 sacks on Kentucky. Will they have more or less this year?
I'd say probably less.
Yeah, I'd say so, too. That offensive line is experienced, has a year more of experience, and they, yeah. And I don't know how, I think they had 4 offensive linemen coming back, so their offensive line is experienced.
It's just so hard to repeat that kind of performance anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 5 would not surprise me. This defensive unit's pretty good at getting after the quarterback. They have something like 20 sacks or something like that. So it just wouldn't surprise me to see them get less, even though it's still a good defensive unit.
Mm-hmm. Number 3. Last year, State held Kentucky to 10 points in the first half, which is kind of surprising. That was a pretty high score in the second half. Will they have more or less this year? I know this answer. I know this answer.
You know the answer?
I believe I know the answer.
The answer that I'm going to give, or like the answer in general?
I don't think it will be the answer you're going to give.
I mean, I feel like 10 points is going to be on par. Like, it's going to be a 10-0 game in the first quarter.
So you're saying it's a push?
Yeah.
It's a push? I'm going to say more. And it's funny because I said it was a 24-17 game, so I'm going to revise that to a 31-24 game, new prediction. I told you that would be a new prediction by the time this is over. Because Manny Diaz, and we saw it against Louisiana Tech, that Manny Diaz seems like he's the kind of coach that gives up scores early and then has sort of immediate halftime and in-game adjustments. Because we saw the difference in Mississippi State's defense in the first half against Louisiana Tech than we did in the second half. So, that's my fault.
That sort of defense is fine. You know, that style, that philosophy is fine if the offense scores points.
Yeah.
The only reason we lost to A&M, the only reason we lost to LSU, is because we just couldn't score points after falling down.
It's kind of amazing. So. That is Sylvester Croom type team, type of team, not Dan Mullen type of team. Anyways,
which hey, we could be undefeated right now.
We're not
if Jeff Collins was our defensive coordinator.
Hey now, John Clark, I hope you're not listening. His ears. He just became deaf after listening to that, Ethan.
Yeah.
And well, number four is my favorite question we've ever had on this show.
Oh, it's fantastic.
With this being a blackout, is it time to bring this out? And there's a big arrow pointing to Mr. Vanderloop wearing a Batman costume. And I have an answer for this question.
Give your answer.
Yes. Do it, Mr. Vanderloop. I don't know why not. And I want to meet up with you. Presuming that you're going to be at the game, Ethan and I need to meet up with you and take a picture with you in your Batman outfit, and I hope you have a visor on over it, if that's humanly possible, because hashtag team visor.
Why can't we get... Like, we need to find a way to get him a maroon Batman suit so he can just wear it for every game that he comes to.
Paint it maroon.
Yeah, well, let's do that.
There we go. It'll be a team effort. So that's all the questions we have, and that'll pretty much wrap it up for this episode of For Whom the Podcast Holds. Ethan Lee, do you have any final thoughts?
I mean, this college football season's just been so weird that Mississippi State actually still has a chance with two losses right now to get into Atlanta.
So you're saying there's a chance...
There's definitely a chance. We just have to win out.
And you better, but don't.
Certain games have to fall certain ways.
Okay.
I mean, I texted you all of this math earlier.
You did. You texted me some pretty in-depth analysis, and I still didn't care because I'll be rooting for Texas A&M.
I mean, theoretically, if A&M wins, they just have to lose three more games.
You know, Ethan, this is similar.
Or two more games?
This is similar to last year's Ole Miss Arkansas game. That if Ole Miss beat Arkansas and we beat Ole Miss, it would help our chances for the playoff. But when when Bo Wallace, or I don't know if it was Bo Wallace or Kincaid or Buchanan or whoever one of those three quarterbacks was, threw that like 100-yard pick six.
Oh, that was beautiful.
I didn't care.
Wasn't that to Rohan Gaines?
I believe so. That was was on your All SEC name team.
Yeah, it was.
You know it. So, if those are your final thoughts, that'll wrap it up for this episode of For Whom the Podcast Tolls on Tuesday. We will be recapping this game, recapping the SEC, and talking about anything else that is Mississippi State related. I'm going to predict that we will talk about baseball, and that baseball will be in a negative fashion, but spoiler alert, I guess. But anyways, until then, thank you all for listening, and bye-bye, everybody.